going to be a good show today. Not just because of the doodly, but because of the shaker.
That's what's going to set today's show aside, apart from...
Yes, because this is what it attracts.
Oh, boy. Is it too early to call in sick?
You're already here.
Too late?
It's more than mild. You're soaking in it.
I don't know. I'm feeling...
Bottle flu?
I'm feeling a little bit of a
tickle.
Yeah, it's a tickle in my throat, Chandles. I don't know if I can make it to...
I got a tickle for you.
I think I can sue for that, right?
You're just jealous of my shaker.
There's never been a shaker played whiter than that. I'll tell you that right now. I don't know how you pulled that off, but epically done, my friend.
100.3 The Sound. It's 100.3 The Sound with Aerosmith. It's Andy in the afternoon, and Christian's right over there, too. So we have no updates on Joe Perry's health. You know, he collapsed this weekend playing a show with the Hollywood Vampires in New York. But today we see Steven Tyler's giving his support. He tweeted him, "I love you, Joe Perry. Feel the millions of prayers coming your way. We all love you. Sending you white light and all that I got your way." Is white light, is that heroin?
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. It's a very, very expensive heroin you can only buy if you've sold a bajillion records.
All right.
Yeah, it's good. I like the fact that he didn't call him to tell him that. He thought he'd just tweet
just
him.
Just tweet
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what?
I didn't want to wake you up if you're convalescing.
And here's some heroin. Have a good day.
I'm sure it's not heroin. I'm sure the classic rock time capsule is coming up in just a second. I think you're going to learn something today. I think you're going to edify yourself by listening to this, and it's coming
unlikely.
Up. No, I really feel
really? You really did?
Confidence is high. All You'll hear something you've never heard before.
Okay.
Well, I'll put a dollar on it. We'll find out next on The Sound. All right, it's 100.3 The Sound, where we're getting in the time capsule.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Mm-hmm. It's Wednesday, July the 13th, 2016.
Oh,
all right, then.
I didn't do my taxes.
Dough. It's a lucky day for us, though. 20 years ago, last month, Randy Bachman of Bachman Turner Overdrive. Turns out it said Bachman. It's not Bachman.
It's not Bachman. It's Bachman?
It's Bachman.
Oh, all right.
Anyway, he sets a Guinness record in getting over 1,300 amateur guitarists to simultaneously play Taking Care of Business for 68 minutes.
Wow.
And it sounds
terrible.
Awful.
Yeah?
Don't believe me? Take Randy's word for it. I actually asked him about it when he was in on Mark in the Morning last year. That must have sounded awful.
It was a train wreck. Are you kidding?
At least he cops to it.
Yep.
Sadly, not even the record was good for long. 18 years ago today, Jeff Skunk Baxter and Chet Atkins lead over 2,000 amateur guitarists through 75 minutes of Elvis Presley's Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to
That sounds
dwell.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. The actual song is only 2 minutes long.
Oh.
So that 75 minutes is like 37 times longer than it should be.
That's torture.
That's a crap fest. It's a birthday today for Roger McGuinn of the Byrds, and I use every mention of the Byrds as an excuse to play Roger's exquisite solo from his cover of Bob Dylan's My Back Pages. So much older than, man, that's so, so good. And finally,
the silicon chip inside a head gets switched to overload.
This is the day in 1985, Bob Geldof of the Boomtown Rats pulls off something simply unthinkable. Two stages on separate continents, 2 billion TV viewers around the globe, $200 million raised for famine relief in Africa, Live Aid. Performances by Paul McCartney, Queen, The Who, Elton John, Dire Straits, David Bowie, U2, Led Zeppelin.
Who was the real hero that day, though, Chandlebags?
Well,
Let's talk about it.
There's two parts of this. The Led Zeppelin reunion was with Phil
Terrible.
Collins on drums.
Awful.
Who Jimmy Page blames for ruining the set. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Phil says Jimmy was so out of his mind he was drooling. But regardless, it sucked.
Yeah, it was
sucked.
Terrible.
It
terrible.
Sucked lemons. Yep. It was really bad. But Phil does do something pretty ambitious that day. He plays drums in the morning in London, then hops on the Concorde, flies to Philadelphia to play drums on stage that evening with Led Zeppelin and others. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to let Philly Phil have the gig of playing us
what,
out.
What?
Mm. On Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule. You're listening to Andy in the Afternoon. Phil don't care.
No, not anymore.
It's my term of endearment for a Christian. A sweet child of mine. Hey, am I two up in song fight?
No.
Is that right?
No. Believe you're one up.
Am I?
No, you might be two.
Regardless, it feels great to be ahead. Let's see if we can extend that. We'll have song fight choices for you in just a few minutes on 100.3 The Sound. Good luck to you, buddy. That's one of them songs that got played more often because people said they liked it.
Oh.
Yeah, you're hearing the variety because you hear a great song. You're like, I like. You text like to 21003 and it gets it played more. Or you could say dislike and be a downer and have that song not played so much.
Yeah. Round one, fight.
It's 3:40. Every day at 3:40, Christian and I each pick a song and then you tell us which one wins. It's Battle with Art. Is there no higher calling? I won yesterday, so I get to go first today. And we were just talking about this guy and the amazing thing that he did on this day in 1985. So I thought maybe we'd feature a little Phil Collins and Genesis.
Mm. Oh, it's one of my favorites by them.
I love it. Ding, 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 ding. Just a job to do.
Bang, bang, bang. Now they fall. Just a job.
So good.
And I got.
Kristen, you get to rebut that with a choice of your own. What are you putting up today?
Yeah, I just feel like we should head here, Andy. You know, just have a little bit of fun down at the old...
Oh, the B-52s.
You know?
My tin roof.
Side of the road.
It says 18 miles to the love shack.
Woo! Yo, do you know Kate Pearson?
Shack, baby.
Kate Pearson of the B-52s has a trailer park of Airstreams out by Joshua Tree as a hotel.
Does she really?
Yeah, yeah, with her and her lesbian wife.
I'd love to go out there.
That sounds awesome.
Now I want to go out there more than ever.
Shack is a little place where we can get together.
There was a time there in the 80s where she was on everybody's recording, Iggy Pop and R.E.M. Anyway, if you like that song, text C to 21003 if you want the B-52s. If you want the Genesis song, Just a Job to Do, then you want to text A to 21003. We'll have the results for you after 6 on 100.3 The Sound. So we'll call it 5 words or less. Okay. I'm going to throw out a current events topic, and you give me 5 words or less, texted to 21003. Don't text and drive. Usual rates apply and all that.
All right.
But recently, Ace Frehley, Kiss guitarist, collaborated with Paul Stanley. In the Calgary Herald, Gene Simmons was asked, does that mean that there's a reunion coming? And he said, no, that means nothing. We've tried that.
6 million times.
My question to you is...
Yeah.
What do you think? 5 words or less. The topic is Kiss. Text them to 21003. And keep your phone handy. Maybe I'll ring you up. Get in your business. Meanwhile, you two. Or as Mark Thompson says, you. And I guess that would make me the only person that's ever followed him in doing that.
True.
God, that was a good segue.
Wow. You're so proud of it, you made us turn the microphones on and talk about it?
Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Sorry about that. No, you can't see that on the radio, David. It's 100.3 The Sound and Van Halen. By the way, did you know that Gene Simmons of Kiss found Van Halen?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, helped them get their first demo done and everything.
Yep.
Wanted to call him Daddy Longlegs.
Bad name.
It is a bad name.
Well,
anyway,
you know the bass player's name was Michael Daddy Longlegs.
What?
Yeah, that's why they went with Van Halen, because it was another guy's last name in the band.
How about that?
Yeah. Things you learn today.
Things you learn.
Yep.
Well, after not agreeing to perform at the original Kiss lineup at the Hall of Fame, and even after Paul Stanley recently collaborated with Ace Frehley, Gene Simmons says in yesterday's Calgary Herald that Kiss will not reconvene its original lineup. He says, quote, we've tried that, and I asked you to text in 5 words or less what you think about that polarizing topic.
Yeah.
From the 224 area code, Kiss, time to retire.
Mm-hmm.
909 said, killing it since the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
From the 951 area code, Paul looks like Caitlyn Jenner. Let's see. The 714 area code took the five words very literally. Douche, 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 douche.
Ooh.
But we finally have our winner on the phone. It's Phil from Redlands. How you doing, Phil?
Pretty good. How's it going?
I'm well. Phil, we asked you to send in five words or less on this topic of KISS not reconvening the original lineup, and you texted me from the 909.
Tell Simmons to sod off.
The old sod off.
S-O-D.
Jog on, mate.
Yes. Take a lap.
Yes.
Have a lap. We like that one. Thank you very much, Phil. And we're going to send you out in the beautiful the garden spot of Southern California, Redlands, a little prize. What do you got for him, Sammy?
Pair of tickets to see Mick Fleetwood's Blues Band at the John Anson Ford Amphitheater on September 20th. Tickets on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com.
Nice. Well, hold on the phone. We're going to get some information from you, Phil.
Groovy.
And in the meantime, we've got a little breakdown action coming up here in just a second. Christian's going to have a look at some cars, and you're going to like it. That's my promise to you. This is The Sound. Taking us into a car song before?
I think we may have, but this is a particularly special one because it's Elliot Easton's guitar solo on Just What I Needed. He's a friend of the Sound.
He
right?
is. Yeah. And a great guy.
Great guy. This band, much missed, man, really.
Bleed! I don't mind you coming
it's
here.
It's so simple. It's surgical.
I like the little...
Wasting all my time.
The end there.
And this bass playing when you're standing by Benjamin Orr. So
near, no joke.
I kind of lose my mind. Yeah. It's not the perfume that you wear.
Roof. I never realized that it was him singing on this.
Oh, yeah.
I thought this was a Rick song.
Well, I watched the documentary on them. And Rick Ocasek said, you know, somebody asked him, how do you know when to sing the song yourself and when to give it to Benjamin? He said, if it needs a really good voice on it,
yeah.
I give it to Benjamin.
Gives it to him. All right, so don't forget, I am doing a breakdown live at Swing House on the 30th of this month. There are still some tickets available. If you go to the Andy in the Afternoon page, the ticket link is there or on the Sound's website. It's 2 hours, two songs. I spend an hour each one. And I'm going to guarantee you that Bob Seger will be one of them because... we got to hear that thing again.
It's pretty epic.
It's awesome stuff. So I'll see you there on the 30th. Go to the Facebook page or to our website for tickets.
So guess who's playing Pershing Square to start off the summer concert series?
Led Zeppelin.
That's a good guess because I'm playing them.
Yeah,
in the background.
Yeah. No?
Turns out not.
Oh.
But it's great. Long Beach's own... War.
Oh, yeah.
Why Can't We Be Friends, Cisco Kid, Low Rider, all that stuff. This Saturday night, lawn opens at 7, music starts at 8. That's downtown at Pershing Square. You and I are going to go out there for one of those.
We are. It's a special one.
Looking forward to it.
Yep.
But this weekend, starting off in style with War. Here's a hint. Take the train. The train. Get off at Pershing Square. It couldn't be easier.
So easy. Yeah.
Now Led Zeppelin on 100.3 The Sound. Song was originally Willie and the... Winnie and the Pooh Boys. He had Winnie the Pooh in his mind when he wrote the song.
Really?
Yes, honest to God. He said it on the Reddit, Ask Me Anything. Winnie and the Pooh
Boys.
I'm
going to start a band called Winnie and the Pooh Boys immediately.
That'd be great.
Round one, fight.
So an hour ago we did it. Every day at 3:40, Christian and I each pick a song, and then you tell us which one wins by a text vote. I got the chance to go first, so I chose this one. Just a job to do from Genesis.
A great one.
Christian was feeling a little...
two very singable along songs.
He's feeling his beehive today, so he picked Love Shack by B-52s. Band I love. Band that John Lennon loved, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
So, what you want to do is text... A to 21003 if you want the Genesis song. Text C to 21003 if you want the B-52s. Don't do it while you're driving. And usual rates apply. We'll have the winner for you after 6 o'clock right here on 100.3 The Sound. Now then, next, I'll be telling you about how I busted my butt on a hoverboard. Man. I don't have video.
So annoyed.
But I have audio.
It's not enough. I can't believe I wasn't here for it. I've been waiting all week.
It's next on The Sound. It's 100.3 The Sound. Thanks for joining us here for Andy in the Afternoon. I'm Andy. That's Christian right over there. I think that we can all agree that what every 47-year-old doughy white man needs is a hoverboard.
Yep.
A friend of mine gave me a hoverboard, mm-hmm. and I've been going around the hallway annoying everyone
yep.
that I can come across with.
Yep.
And I was on the lowest setting for the last 2 days. Well, this morning I jacked it up to the highest setting because I was getting a little cocky about it. Now, it's not...
You were getting so cocky, you were scrolling around here today, yesterday, playing guitar while you were hoverboarding.
I was doing that. So anyway, today, they were shooting video in the Mark in the Morning office while they were putting together a mannequin. You can go and see that video on the Mark in the Morning page. I don't have video of me taking a spill on it, but I do have the audio of it. You'll hear Josh and Danny talking, but at the very beginning, the first thing you'll hear is me ramping up in the background as Jackie Delgado laments what happens to me. Listen.
Ken? That doesn't look like Ken.
Ken.
Oh my God, Andy! Andy, are you okay? Walk it off.
So
walk
glad.
It off.
So glad that wasn't on film.
Walk it off.
I
landed so hard
God
on my buttocks.
God hates me.
I flew up 4 feet in the air and landed squarely on my... And I heard something pop down there. I took a little bit of ibuprofen, but...
How early would I have had to have been at work rejoice?
5 minutes early.
No! Gosh darn it.
Speaking of breakdowns, Tom Petty on 100.3 The Sound. I'm going to have to keep the ibuprofen going tonight.
Miserable.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
Everybody has a little bit different of a gun sound. That was mine. I like to add a little reverb.
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
It's 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock. And the show behind the scenes while we're doing this is a game called Lightning Reaction, the Electric Shock Reaction Game. My wrist is still tingling from the shock that I just got from 3 AAA batteries. So join us on Facebook Live on 100.3 The Sound or Andy in the Afternoon while we mutilate ourselves to Blue Oyster Cult. Christian takes you inside the music and shows you stuff you might not have even known was in some of these songs before, like, for instance.
Well, it's really fun to have just the vocals play, but sometimes it's fun to just have the drums and other instruments play without any bass. So check this mix of Let's Dance out.
Clear view of Stevie Ray Vaughan here.
That delay is sick.
There's a synthesizer along with it. Never heard that before.
I never knew that. Ba-ba-ba-da-da's happening.
The horns. It's a horn patch.
I think that's the real thing.
Is it?
I think so. Woo! I could just get this.
This is awesome.
Yeah. So if this thing kind of tickles your fancy, don't forget on the 30th of this month, I will be at the Swing House Studios in Atwater, breaking down some live stuff. I'll be doing 2 songs, one of which will definitely be some Bob Seger. You should go to the Andy in the Afternoon Facebook page or go to the Sounds website, soundla.com. The ticket link is there. Buy yourself some tickets. Bring some friends. I guarantee it's 2.5 hours that you'll never forget. Well, I mean, that might be hyperbole, but you'll have a really good time, Andy, is what I'm saying, you know?
It won't suck.
No.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
When I go out to dinner and I got to do a little bit of business, I always put on a little bit of the rock star stuff. Tactical spandex, that kind of thing.
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
100.3 The Sound. It's 100 minutes commercial free. This has been a tough day at work. I bit it. I ate it on a hoverboard. Now I've been shocked several times. Go to Andy in the Afternoon on Facebook. And you can see the live Facebook video. We're mutilating ourselves while we play classic rock commercial free on 100.3 The Sound. Hey, tomorrow morning on Mark in the Morning, they've got one of the funniest people in show business coming
by. I know.
By.
I'm going to be coming through around about 7:30.
No, Marlon Wayans is who I was talking about. He's going to be in the studio with Mark and Gina, so tune in. Oh, yeah, Christian's going to do a breakdown thing.
It can be funny.
Yeah. We'll see. Okay. It's on 100.3 The Sound.
Round one. Fight.
What happens is every day at 3:40, if you join us, you'll hear each of us pick a song, and then you get to text in and tell us which one wins. I had Genesis Just a Job to do. That song defeated by Christians 60% to 40%.
Love Shack?
You voted for Love Shack.
I, for one...
Horses for courses.
I am shocked, Andy.
Well,
I really am.
So is Fred Schneider.
No, he's not shocked by anything. Are you kidding?
Want to hear my hoverboard fail one more time?
Of course.
Ken? That doesn't look like Ken.
Ken.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Andy.
Yeah.
Andy, are you okay?
That's a grown man.
Walk it off.
Almost crippling himself.
Walk it off.
On a hoverboard.
Thanks, ibuprofen. My butt... my butt's going to be purple tomorrow.
It's going to be a rough day for you.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome.
It's perhaps a crisis. But this music makes me happier. And in just a minute, we're going to have the goodnight song. So gather everybody around, have a little kumbaya, and say goodnight to Lawrence Welkway. It'll make you feel better.
Yep. Maybe don't forget, Andy, I'm going to be in bright and early tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow, Christian in the morning.
Yes.
He's going to be breaking stuff down. What time?
I think I've got to be here at 7:30, pal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get some breakfast and come in and hear whatever he's going to break down. I don't even know what it's going to be yet, but it's going to be good.
I do. It's going to be great.
Okay.
Here's a hint. Uncle Joe will be hanging with them on Saturday.
Ah. Find out what it is in the morning on 100.3 The Sound. Hey, so they're giving away 4-packs to the OC Fair all this week on the Mark in the Morning program.
Oh, right, right.
It turns out they're going to be there on the 23rd, and so are we.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Oh,
we're going to be exhibiting our talents.
Oh, I'm just going to sit there and eat?
Yep, pretty
great.
Much.
Great. Right.
Good night. Sleep tight. Pleasant dreams to you.
I mean, I guess I could play the triangle.
Here's a wish. You do it well.
You know.
And a prayer. Every dream comes true, and though it's always sweet sorrow to part, I know it'll always remain in my heart. So good night.
Good night, Andy.
Sleep tight.
Sleep Christian. Tight, Sammy.
Pleasant dreams to use. Here's a wish and a prayer. Every dream comes true,
and now until we meet again,
probably three tomorrow,
say adios,
adios, au revoir,
auf Wiedersehen.
Good night, Silas. Feel better, boy.
Good night, Daddy.
Yeah, from all of us.
I love you.
I love you, Biff. Here comes Rita Wild. She's a good one. And this is 100.3 The Sound.
Sammy got bubbles in his eyes. Mm-hmm.